This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government reports 87.2% progress on 100-point governance reform agenda. Constitution Amendment Task Force to submit report to Prime Minister Balinder Shah by mid-July. Mother and son killed in elephant attack in Chitwan. And Ukraine hits major oil terminal in Russia's St. Petersburg. Now the news in detail. The government has reported 87.2% progress in implementing its 100-point governance reform agenda announced earlier this year. Speaking at a program at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, government spokesperson and Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel said 70% of the 100 action points have been fully implemented. He said implementation of 17 action points has crossed 80%, while progress on the remaining 13 points is below 60%. The 100-point action plan was announced on the 27th of March by the government, led by Prime Minister Balinder Shah, to strengthen good governance, improve accountability and deliver measurable results for citizens. A task force formed to prepare dialogue paper on constitutional amendments is expected to submit its report to Prime Minister Balinder Shah by mid-July. Task force coordinator Asim Shah, who is also the Prime Minister's chief political advisor, said consultations have been held with stakeholders, constitutional experts and political parties, and the report is now in the drafting stage. He shared the update while speaking at a program at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, highlighting the government's major achievement during its first 100 days in office. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsona has urged the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, to engage in dialogue, saying the government is committed to addressing the media sector's concerns through consultation. Speaking at a national conference on press freedom in changing circumstances, media law and responsible journalism in Lalitpur today, the communication minister said the government has kept the door open for discussions on press freedom, media law reform and journalism. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to protecting press freedom and freedom of expression guaranteed by the constitution and said journalism should remain fact-based, ethical and responsible. Minister for Physical Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal has said the Kerala Road project remains one of the government's top infrastructure priorities. Speaking at the Kali-Gandaki Corridor Beni Jomsom Kerala Road project office in Mustang, the minister said the project will not be delayed due to a lack of funding. Minister Lamsal also said the government will speed up black topping work on the Ghami Kerala section up to the Nepal-China border. The 202-kilometre Beni Jomsom Kerala Road, a national pride project, began in 2017 and is scheduled to be completed within 10 years. It connects Kusma in Purba district with the Kerala border point in Mustang. A mother and her 4-year-old son were killed in a wild elephant attack in Bharatpur Metropolitan City 23 in Chitwan last night. Police say 25-year-old Asika Bhute and her son Bharat were sleeping at home when the elephant attacked their house. Both died at the scene. Asika's husband Purna Bhute tried to drive the elephant away by lighting a fire. However, the flames spread and set their mud house on fire. The fire was later brought under control with the help of local residents and police. Nepal has built its first overhead canopy bridge for wildlife under the Narangarh Butwal Road expansion project. The bridge has been constructed at Pithoji in the Goitakot Forest of Nawalparasi East. to help monkeys, langurs, and other tree-dwelling animals cross the highway safely without coming into the road. According to the project, the bridge is part of its biodiversity conservation and promotion program, aimed at protecting wildlife movement while reducing the environmental impact of road construction. Project Information Officer and Engineer Siva Kanal Rada said, "It is the first canopy bridge to be included in a road project in Nepal, especially for arboreal wildlife." You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukraine says it carried out overnight drone strikes on a major oil terminal and a naval base in Russia's second largest city, St. Petersburg. According to the BBC, President Volodymyr Zelensky said the oil terminal was key infrastructure that guarantees revenue for Russia's war effort. He added that the targets were about 850 kilometers from Ukraine's border. St. Petersburg's governor Alexander Beglov confirmed the city came under what he described as a massive drone attack and acknowledged that the oil terminal was hit. He said there were no casualties. Ukraine has stepped up long-range drone attacks on Russia's energy infrastructure in recent months, saying the strikes are aimed at reducing Moscow's ability to finance the war. Kyiv claims nearly 43% of Russia's oil refining capacity has been disabled. Russia has not publicly commented on the claim. The United States celebrated the 250th anniversary of its independence with fireworks, military flyovers, and nationwide events despite severe weather and an ongoing heat wave in many parts of the country. Speaking at the celebration in Washington, President Donald Trump told supporters that the American dream is back before a large fireworks display lit off the night sky. The 4th of July marks the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, when the 13 American colonies declared independence from British rule. Now, sports update. Morocco and France have advanced to the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup 2026 after winning their round of 16 matches. Morocco delivered one of the standout performances of the knockout stage, defeating Canada by 3-0 to secure a convincing victory and book a place in the last eight. France also progressed after a hard-fought 1-0 win over Paraguay. Morocco and France will now meet in the quarterfinals, with the winning moving to step closer to the World Cup semi-finals. Likewise, Brazil will take on Norway at 1:45 a.m. tonight, Nepal Standard Time, with the winners advancing to the quarterfinals. England will face Mexico at 5:45 a.m. tomorrow, Nepal Standard Time, in another match of the round of 16. Now to general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country, particularly affecting the Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudupasim provinces. There is a possibility of moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning in various areas, including parts of the Koshi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces, as well as some hilly areas in Lumbini province. There is a significant likelihood of moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some areas of Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudupasim provinces, as well as in parts of the Terai regions of Koshi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces. Heavy rain is anticipated in certain locations within Gundaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as in some hilly and Terai areas of Sudupasim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government reports 87.2% progress on 100-point governance reform agenda. Constitution Amendment Act supposed to submit report to Prime Minister Balinder Shah by mid-July. Mother and son killed in elephant attack in Chitwan. And Ukraine hits major oil terminal in Russia's St. Petersburg. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.